Simon & Schuster Audio presents Such Good Work, a novel, by Johannes Lichtman, read by Jacques Roy. Wilmington, North Carolina, 2013. My students turned in drawings of animals with extraordinary lifespans. I learned that there were species of tube worm that lived for up to 170 years, Arctic whales more than 200 years old, clams with a life expectancy of 400, sponges that had been alive for more than a millennium, a kind of jellyfish, the immortal jellyfish, that, after reaching sexual maturity, could revert to infancy again and again, maybe forever. "Really?" I said, holding up Lucy's drawing. Lucy nodded proudly. She was a sophomore psych major. Her jellyfish wore a cape. A dialogue bubble above its head stated, "I am immortal and a jellyfish." I hung Lucy's picture on the whiteboard next to Ravi's Arctic whale, which had a horn and a side-profile smile. Ricky's tube worm was a bright red plume with the caption, "The tube worm is a vagina-like creature that can grow to be up to 6 feet tall. It is a deep-sea invertebrate whose only predators are accidental ones, mainly large mammals trying to have sex with it." Kayla's drawing was not a drawing, but rather a full page of double-spaced text explaining why there shouldn't be drawing assignments in a college creative writing class. "Drawing animals is not creative writing any more than pottery is accounting." She sat in the front row and glared at me. She had the posture of someone who spent her childhood balancing books on her head. She was almost certainly the treasurer of a sorority. I hung her essay next to all the animal pictures. My department chair, Norman, invited me to his office. Norman was a squirrely man who always appeared to be bracing for a punch. He was from a leafy college town in the northeast and looked out of place in Wilmington, a waterfront tourist strip that happened to have a university. He had hired me the previous summer after a string of maternity and rehab leaves of absence had left the department in need of temporary faculty who could be trusted to stay childless and sober. I wasn't sure why, out of the pack of graduating MFA teaching assistants, he had picked me, but maybe one of my professors had gotten the wrong idea about me and put in a good word.
"Look, Jonas, I'm not trying to be the administrator here," Norman said, "but a student complained."
This student had felt uncomfortable with last week's homework assignment, attend a stranger's funeral.
"Frankly," Norman said, "I don't know if I can blame her."
This student was Kayla. Norman waited for me to say something, but my mind was too foggy to find a good explanation. "No more funerals," I agreed. Back in my office, I typed up a more traditional assignment. Write
sample complete. Ready to continue?